Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. Our good friend Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be along at 5:33. I want him to explore gaslighting. Germ, make sure he's got the heads up on that, would you please? Gaslighting. Because I think that's what we are now experiencing with all sorts of campaign stuff. Let me give you a headline I just read. Politico. Politico accuses J.D. Vance, and I'm quoting here, of trying to tether Kamala Harris to the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris administration. How much tethering do you need to point out that she is the vice president of the United States, serving with the president of the United States, Joe Biden, hence the name, the Biden-Harris administration? This isn't all that complicated. And obviously it's not, because even I can understand it. He's trying to tether her to her. See, that's the problem. I think this is one of those gaslighting moments where somebody's going to say, hey, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Well, I'm going to believe my eyes. What's happening on the other side is that they are trying to untether her from who she is so that they can just create something brand new. This is Kamala Harris version 2.0. Even the name pronunciation has changed over the last couple of years, right? So this is the latest version, the latest incarnation, the latest iteration. And in this universe, it's a little bit like the multiverse, isn't it? On this planet, like Earth, I don't know, 76 or something, Kamala Harris is actually in favor of a border wall. She wants to go after people who are price gauging. She meant gouging, but it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? You're tethered to you. It's you. And over on X, because Politico ran the story on X, and the X people just got all over it. In the piece, the Politico reporter writes, and I quote, speaking at a rally in Big Rapids, Michigan, former President Donald Trump's running mate tried to tie Harris to the Biden administration's policies. Gosh, how difficult is it to tie Kamala Harris to, you know, Kamala Harris? It's pretty clear, isn't it? I think that's the easy one. I really do. University of Virginia, thank God for Governor Youngkin. University of Virginia for the last, however many years, has had these students doing tours. Let's say your kid is thinking about UVA, and you go up there to, you know, do a campus tour. And I will warn you about this. They all, for the most part, blend together. If I heard one more student reference Harry Potter and Quidditch when we were walking on the college's green, my head would have absolutely freaking exploded. They were giving tours of University of Virginia, telling people about how terrible University of Virginia is, and claiming that Thomas Jefferson was a racist and a slaveholder. Well, the second part is absolutely correct. We all know that he owned slaves. And it's one of those periods in our history, I think, that causes our hearts to break. Do you think, how can anybody do that? And then you start looking at things in the context of the times. Not good. Look, I'm Jewish. Believe me, are there going to be anybody who's against slavery? Yeah, it's me. I hate the very concept of one human being owning another human being, looking at that person, that human being, somebody created by God as chattel, as property. But it is what it is. It happened. So what do? You want to tear down the university that Mr. Jefferson established, or would you like to tell the whole story? I'm totally okay with telling the whole story. In fact, I implore you to tell the whole story. But they don't tell the whole story, and they never have in recent history at UVA. They've only come up with one claim after another on the negative side. So finally, as I understand it, Governor Youngkin has gotten the right people into whatever it is, the Board of Visitors. And now the university says we are not going to be using the University Guide Service anymore. So when your kid goes out to Charlottesville to take a look at the school, they actually will be getting the true history of UVA, and they'll be told about the dining halls. So I got news for you. That is really what needs to happen. It's twisted stuff. Oh, speaking of tethered, did anybody notice that Ben Stiller seems to be untethered to reality? Ben Stiller, who I think is just one of the funniest guys ever. I love his work. I really do. I loved his parents. Stiller and Mira, absolutely outrageously funny. Great, great comedic talents. And Ben Stiller is a great comedic talent. The problem is that I think what he said the other day was not supposed to be comedy. I think he was being serious when he said that he would be supporting, and he is supporting, and we should all vote for Vice President Kamala Harris because, you know, it'll be for change. And I'm thinking, well, how do you change? You did all this. It's weird, isn't it? Let me give you a couple of other things, because we're all getting ready for this show tonight. I refuse at this point to call it an interview. It's all pre-taped. So who have we had on this show today? We've had a lot of people today, actually. Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, live on the air. Abel Maldonado, great guy, former lieutenant governor of California, live on the air. Jason Lewis, former congressman for Minnesota, live on the air. None of these guys said, oh, we got to pre-tape this. Oh, and I'm bringing a friend. I want somebody sitting next to me while I do this interview. None of them did that. But that is what's happening, or did happen, and we'll see it on CNN tonight. I think we've got time here. We have a beautiful Dana Bash montage, cut number four.
Dana Bash, you've been to a lot of State of the Union addresses. Do you think that President Biden met the moment?
He certainly met the moment. We're hearing from some Republicans that it was too political. Compared to what? President Biden has entered the March Madness chat. CNN's Coy Wire is here. Coy, good to see you. What do you make of the president's bracket? Turns out even Jack Smith can't resist a $5 footlong. New and exclusive CNN video of the special counsel at Subway.
I've spent time with Doug Emhoff. By the way, side note, I just have to get this in there because I love this. The video that played before his speech, narrated by their son, his ex-wife produced it.
Right. There's a lot for President Biden to tout. Americans don't seem to be giving him the credit. Why is that, and what does he have to do to turn that around?
The former president falsely claimed that the vice president, quote, happened to turn black for political reasons. You are the only black woman right now serving in the U.S. Senate. What do you make of all this?
Three of the sitting justices were appointed by Donald Trump. Should any of the justices recuse themselves?
You were among the Democrats that Vance had previously criticized as being childless cat ladies. What's your response to that?
Before I let you go, I want to play video that has resurfaced. It's all over the internet. You already know what I'm going to play. Yeah. 2019, it was you, then an advisor to a then Senator Harris, fending off a right-wing activist who came up to you.
That's Dana Bash. That's just some of her best. You think it's going to be fair? Or I keep saying it's going to be, like it's really going to happen. It's already happened. I'm sorry. I think I am being gaslighted. Most of us, when we hear about one of these interviews, we think it's happening. In this case, it is a pre-produced television show, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are some decent pre-produced television shows that I watch, that you watch. But when we think about the first sit-down interview with the Vice President of the United States, who would like us now to make her the President of the United States, it seems to me that she ought to be able to bring her A game and just sit down and get it done. I've got a lovely note here It says, oh, my gosh, every time I listen to Donald J. Trump address a crowd like he does, I feel proud and inspired that a man like him has sacrificed his personal comfort and peace of mind in order to serve all the citizens of our great nation. Completely agree. I completely agree. Why anyone in Donald Trump's position would say, oh, yeah, now I'm going to go and run for president. Oh. If I had his money, if you had his money, would you be running for president? I'd like to think that I'm like good enough a person to do it, but I don't think I am. If I had anywhere close to $1 billion, I would be on my island. I play Mega Millions and Powerball. And if I win $500 million, no, you're not going to know about it. You'll just realize it when they you tune in and I'm not here because I'm not showing up. I will give my 2 weeks notice, but I will do it while sitting on a beach, picking sand out of my belly button with a lovely cocktail served in half a coconut. So why is Donald Trump running for president again? He's the only president whose personal wealth decreased while he was president. You ought to think about that for a second. Everybody else increased their own personal wealth because they saw the presidency as something to be utilized for them. And they went from being worth, oh, I don't know, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million to $80, $90, $100 million. That's the Obama story. That's not bad. Donald Trump worth way more before he was president. So why does he keep doing this? It's his ego. I think there is some ego involved, but I think this is because he has grandchildren. I really do. I think he's looked at those grandchildren and said, yeah, your granddad's done okay. And you're going to be just fine. I hope. I pray. But I got to do my part to make sure I give to you the best country I can. Same reason a lot of us do what we do. I know you're going to want to take a break from everything. We've got Skynyrd at the Beach. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming to Virginia Beach on September the 7th. Just a couple of moments from now, 5:20-ish, I'm going to give you a chance to win those tickets. 5:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, you do know I could just sit back and listen, but I suppose I've got work to do here. A little Skynyrd in the background, and that absolutely means I want to give you a pair of tickets for Skynyrd at the Beach on September the 7th. Lynyrd Skynyrd rolling into town in Virginia Beach, Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater. So you know that ahead of time, right? It's not here. You got to go to Virginia Beach, and nothing wrong with that, but I just want you to understand that. And I always ask. It's not a requirement because whoever the 11th caller is the 11th caller, and you're the winner. But I always am hoping that it's people who say, oh, my gosh, I absolutely have to go to see that show. I can tell you, having seen Skynyrd the last 2 years, I guess, in Doswell, they're great. Absolutely great, man. Just a tight, tight operation. You'll love them. So caller number 11, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, caller number 11, you will get a pair of tickets. Head out and see Lynyrd Skynyrd on September the 7th in Virginia Beach. Gaslighting is one of those terms that we have heard time and time and time again. And what it means is don't believe what you're seeing. Don't believe what you know to be true. And I think that is exactly what's happening with the Democrats running for president and vice president, right? They have done and said everything that they have done and said. And we all know what that is. We've all seen it. We've all read it. We've all heard it. But now we're told, oh, no, just pretend that you did not actually see that. Pretend that you don't know that. And it's really going to be a thing this evening when the little program airs on CNN. I'm going to watch it, which I know is exactly what CNN wanted. And it does pay me just a little bit to to give CNN anything that they wanted, but we're going to all pay attention to it. Are you going to pay attention to it, by the way? Are you going to watch it this evening? Do me a favor. Hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We had so many great people the last couple of days sending texts saying, hey, Jeff, here's a question they ought to ask. And you're right. Those are all questions that ought to be asked. And you and I both know that those are questions that will not be asked. So I'm glad that you sent them. I am glad that you're thinking about this, but I am trying to just warn you a little bit. You will not hear any of those questions. It'll still be interesting, though. Gaslighting, and what is it really all about? Dr. Keith Abloh joins us at 5:33. It is 5:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We've definitely got some heavy rain and thunderstorms rolling through. I was outside here at Casa Katz in lovely Hanover County just a couple of moments ago, and I could hear the thunder. It is booming, and it was really it was an interesting sight because bright sunshine, but the thunder was booming, and now it is definitely getting a little cloudy. We're going to have it. I mean, simple as that. Throughout the next 24 hours. No, 18 hours, I guess, 16 hours. So. It's something you need to be on guard against. There's an interesting story coming across that I want to share with you, and then we're going to be chatting with our buddy Dr. Keith Abloh, who joins us every Friday Eve at this time. But the comments from the vice president about removing police officers from schools are now coming back to haunt her. People who have had children attacked and killed in schools are outraged. Kamala Harris said, we need to, quote, demilitarize our schools. We have to take police officers out of schools. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. So a little bit later, we'll be able to see the CNN television program where the vice president, the guy who wants to be vice president, sat down with...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
One of their cheerleaders, and had a really, a heart-to-heart, an in-depth sort of a thing. And you and I are experiencing what I believe is technically called gaslighting. And I wanted to get the official documentation on that from somebody who would know, Dr. Keith Abloh, who can shed some light on this tactic that is being used. Keith, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, it's a pleasure. How are you, Jeff?
I am doing great, and I got to tell you, before we go any further and we solve all the problems of the world, National Dog Day was the other day, and your pup is absolutely adorable.
As is yours, and she's a great addition, you know, from the streets of Texas to the streets of Newburyport, Mass.
Wow.
You know, I wish she could vote. Maybe Massachusetts would finally find sanity amidst the chaos and insanity that besieges us.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, if only we could turn it over to the dogs, I think we probably would be better in a lot of cases. I need you to explain for all of us this term gaslighting, because it really has a legitimate meaning, and my sense is that all of these media types who are telling me, oh no, Kamala Harris, she's not part of the Biden-Harris administration, this is something new and fresh, and it really is saying, hey, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right?
That's right. Yeah. And you know, the relationship between Democrats and the voters that they'd like to convince to stay in the abusive relationship with them is mimicking an abusive relationship. Gaslighting is emotional abuse. Right. It's basically where people tell their victims things that make them question, well, wait a sec, maybe I'm crazy.
Yes.
Right? And so it's literally saying things like, well, that never happened. Mm. And you're like, well, wait a second. You did. You said that. You did. You called me that name, or you did these things. It did not.
Right.
Everybody says that you don't remember things correctly. And so in what's been called post-truth politics, what is that? It's a form of political gaslighting. It makes you think, well, maybe I'm crazy. She's saying she wasn't part of that administration, and she wasn't the border czar.
Right.
These things weren't her responsibility. She says it, you know, without any, you know, qualifications. Maybe could I have gotten it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I get a lot of things wrong. That's what they want, though, because they want to shake your confidence in yourself. They want you to think you're a little crazy. So that you then say, well, I'm no one to judge.
Right. Right. So.
Right.
We hear that phrase. We've heard it, I don't know, the last decade for sure. It's really taken on traction. Who are you to judge, right? You can't judge anyone. But isn't that part of being a human being? I need to judge people in situations.
Well, exactly right. And you don't want to take your marching orders really from anybody, unless you've joined the military and then you've contracted to do it.
Right.
But the government, the Democrat government, wants to sever, and it's they want to sever you from yourself. So what you're talking about, Jeff, are your instincts. People have a barometer of truth inside them. That's why, by the way, we're vulnerable to an epidemic of depression, drug abuse, and everything else in times when there are post-truth politics. Because people do get dispirited, and I mean the word intentionally. They're cut off from their internal self, this barometer of truth. What are they really cut off from? Well, God.
Right.
Because what is that? You're not going to find it under an electron microscope or with an MRI. It's your sense of whether things make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. That's the enemy to them.
Yeah.
They want you to question literally everything about yourself that would seem obvious, and down to your gender. Why would you think that God had any particular plan for you as to your gender? Why would you think that the universe or God had any plan for you as to your pregnancy?
Right.
You can go with the state and look only to them for the abusive relationship and question. They want to spin you around so much that you get dizzy.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Biden doesn't have dementia. And
right.
and these are the lines of the gaslighting. Well, what do you really think, this is what a romantic gaslighter would say when lying, you really think we'd make this up?
Mm-hmm.
His doctor says he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's not true? Well, I mean, I saw him stumble over these words. I saw him fall. He seemed to be walking off the stage in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
well, you're not making any sense. You're just not making any sense. Mm-hmm. So there are these one-liners that when they're delivered, like you might in a friendly interview with people who want to throw the country under the bus, you say, well, wait, I mean, I don't see any, like, shame. I don't see any hesitation. They're delivering these lines like, man, am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy.
Right. Right. So, Keith, I'm assuming that many of us, I won't speak for you, I know that I will watch this television show. I don't want to call it an interview because for me, an interview is something that happens in a live time frame, right? Good, bad, and ugly.
Right.
All the warts are there. So this is a pre-produced television show. I accidentally, maybe this is Freudian, I called it a sitcom, a CNN sitcom, when I meant to say sit-down interview. But
right.
What do you think we are going to see and hear this evening? Any thoughts?
I think we're going to see a great example of this, what has been called, I didn't invent the term, post-truth politics. We're going to see a highly scripted, fictional presentation, which, you know, people right now, they've been dizzied on the left to the extent that they're not, that internal barometer isn't functioning very well, and they want more of the same, because the truth is, once you are brainwashed, in other facets psychologically, is it becomes more and more and more difficult to admit that you have, because the way back seems daunting. It's like detoxing from a drug.
Okay.
People fear the detox. They're like, man, I don't know. You know, now I'm going to have to, you know, get back with the people that I hurt. I'm going to have to change my friendships. I'm going to have to do everything. Yeah, you're down the road a piece. But the wonderful thing is redemption is there for everyone. And you can do it even if you've been a Democrat. you can be redeemed. So I would be looking for craziness. I'd be looking for craziness that they want you to accept as reality. So psychosis disguises reality. Like, Israel's the aggressor. Well, wait a sec. They were attacked and their hostages still being held. Huh? Like, I don't get it. Well, you're just being crazy. You know, you're not making sense. You know, I don't think you're saying what's in your best interest to say. These are potent ways of trying to shake you loose from your anchor. And, of course, the anchor being a symbol of, you know, Christianity, God, Judeo-Christian values. And so bottom line is that's the enemy to them. I mean, that is really, you know, that's the enemy. You don't own that business, Barack Obama said. You thought you owned it.
You didn't believe that.
But what? You think we would lie to you? You're not making any sense, right? Because the roads, we built the roads that all your employees use. Oh, wait a second. I thought I paid taxes. What do you mean you built them? You who?
That's right. It's so twisted. You know, one of the funny little takeaways, you're talking about that road to redemption and, you know, every 12-step program, every sort of a fix-yourself thing is, first, you've got to admit the problem, right? So I suppose, if you are if you stand up and say, well, I'm a Democrat in 2024, okay, there is hope for you. You've taken the first step. I don't know what the other steps are, but that is the first step. You got to admit you have a problem.
You got to look back on, there's a lot of chapters to this gaslighting. You got to look back on COVID and say, okay, we were made to stay home. We need to wear masks. We put masks on our children. We didn't send them to school. Like, you know, it takes now a reckoning to say, all right, well, the scales are going to fall from my eyes. I'm going to see the truth. This isn't pretty. What does this mean for how I see my country and what's necessary on the road back to reality? The road back to reality is always worth it. And never easy.
Wow. Spot on. Spot on as usual. Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us now. KeithAblo.com is sort of one-stop shopping. You get everything, Keith, at that website, KeithAblo.com. Keith, I need to ask you a question, and you had no idea this was coming, and that's one of the beauties of live interviews and what have you.
Yeah.
So I'm in CVS today, and I for years have always gotten my flu shot, because one time many years ago I got the actual flu. I had always thought I had the flu, and then I got the flu and said, oh, good Lord, there's nothing like I ever had, and I never wanted to have it again, so I always get a flu shot, and people I know are on different sides of that. But man, the push for the latest COVID vaccine, it's like a loss leader. And I'm just, what is your sense as you look at it? Good, bad, indifferent?
My sense is that if you are elderly, infirm, you could consider it, but it's really a delicate decision because, you know, when you get your body reacting to a foreign invader, and that's what a vaccine is, it's to gin up your immune system.
Right.
And these are types of vaccines that have not been seen before, and they weren't thoroughly tested. That's just the truth. Right. So you're putting genetic material different than what vaccines were made of before. These are RNA, mRNA vaccines. And, you know, people do have, I believe, extreme reactions to those vaccines. They can have immunological overreactions to them. And we're going to find out, no doubt, that, you know, some of what Robert Kennedy has been saying about the number of vaccines that kids get, unhealthy, probably tied to some autism, et cetera. And, you know, I would say this. If you're going to get a vaccine, you probably want to take a supplement, or if it's healthy for you and your doctor says it's okay, a baby aspirin a day for a couple of weeks, because your immune system, if it goes into overdrive, that's not good. Right. And people have had strokes and the rest of it.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I say it on the air all the time. I hope you know that I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You add so much.
That's very kind of you. My mother will make you chicken soup if you ever do get the flu again, and we will FedEx it down to you, or UPS. I don't know your sponsors, but anyhow, we'll get you some chicken soup from Jeanette.
All right, well, you know, it is the cure for all that ails you, and every once in a while, it's just the cure. And I'll take it.
Yeah, ask her. Just ask her.
I need extra matzo balls. The only request I'm going to make, if you can handle that, I'm in. Keith, we love you, brother, and I thank you for being here. That is Keith Abloh, Dr. Keith Abloh. The website is keithabloh.com. I am... I'm torn. No, I didn't want to say I'm torn. No, I think I have made the decision. I'm not getting it, the newest COVID vaccine. There was a part of me for a second when Heidi was saying, well, you got to go to this conference. There are going to be people there. I was like, for me personally, and speaking with my doctor, and everybody's going to do that on their own. Believe me, you're not taking advice for me for medical issues. Don't even think about that. You got to talk to your doctor and do all your research. But I like what Keith had to say. For those who are elderly, for those who are immunocompromised, this could very well be okay. But again, this whole mRNA thing seems to be causing a lot of people to scratch their heads. It is 5:49. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Wow, that's a lovely sort of throwback there. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy's doing great work. By the way, I'm going to take a point of personal privilege here. Today has been an absolutely wonderful lineup of human beings who have decided to join me on the air for a couple of minutes. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, Abel Maldonado, former lieutenant governor of California, Jason Lewis, former congressman out of Minnesota, Dr. Keith Abloh. And Germ got it all lined up and got everything working right and cooking straight. And that's even with a lot of stuff going on in the world of Jeremy. All right. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to him for the great work there. I got just enough time here. I believe it's a painful clip, but we've got to listen to it. Cut number two, please.
Kelly Barnett invited the former president to Arlington. Her son, Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, died at Abbey Gate.
What would you say to people who may be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever their politics might be, who just feel like that's not a place for politicians or for politics?
I would have to say, are you in my shoes? I invited him. My son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration.
Wow. That's pretty straightforward, don't you think? There's not a lot of dancing around, not a lot of subtext and context and all those other texts that people talk about. That's just flat out, hey, here's what happened. And it's really ugly what happened. I think tomorrow we'll deal with Corey Lewandowski in the... was it MSNBC? Yeah, it was MSNBC. Somebody beating them up over there. Really twisted, but I don't have enough time to be fair with that. So a couple of things that I just need you to be aware of. Tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow is the final Friday of the month. And I don't know about you, even though we've got Labor Day coming up and kind of the end of summer, etc., etc., a few things that I would ask you to do, of course, because it's Friday, I ask everybody to wear red. And you don't have to wear head and toes red. Believe me, you can wear a shirt, you can wear pants. If you always want to be safe, might I suggest to you, you visit emilysbracelets.com. Emilysbracelets.com. Get one of the beautiful red bracelets that my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, makes. And that way you've always got it. That's what I do, just to be safe. But red means it's R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. And on Fridays, many of us trying to wear red specifically for that, to remember some of these heroes serving around the world. But it is the final Friday of the month, and that means we will bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. I don't normally announce who it is ahead of time, but I will tell you tomorrow, it's not just Blue Friday. It would be, in many ways, a blue and gray Friday. So there's a little hint, all right? A little hint. But a really, really great honoree. And I just, as I sat there chatting with the honoree, I thought, yeah, this is exactly the conversation that I could have, that I did have with Jan McTernan, who I must tell you I miss every single solitary day. Germ is pointing out it was a very deep dive with this blue and gray gentleman. You're right, very deep dive. We sit around like an hour. You'll only have to listen to a few minutes on air, but the whole thing will be posted at newsradiowrva.com. In fact, everything is posted at newsradiowrva.com. All right, beware the thunderstorms. Otherwise, have a great evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.